six.
You said presents?
Yeah.
Six.
12. Wow. So everybody except for Jim?
No, I got a six.
Okay, so everybody got at least a six. Wow. Okay. So, okay. You notice, like, later on that night, you know, a lot of crew members are going to the 10-4, you know.
What was that?
It's all exciting. You know, so a couple of you are already there and stuff. you know, the rest of you can follow in or not.
Drinking as
usual. Wait, I'll ask them, what's up? Orion strippers?
Well, the Orions are putting on a show.
All right.
I'll definitely go.
What kind of show?
They're putting on a show.
Wait, are all the Orions there?
No.
Just the women.
Oh, no.
Damn. Okay. Actually, I'm a pig now. I don't care.
Well,
who cares? If they're not bearded, they're not sexy.
Stay up and look out then. Because maybe they're luring everybody into 10 forward. Gotta go. I say, rush into 10 forward.
I'm already there. I'm almost there drinking.
What?
I got a problem, you know.
So basically, some of the Orions are entertaining.
The captain
there? Yeah, the captain's there. The Orion captain's there. And his first officer. So it's Ted. You know, there's like a juggler, and then there's another one playing some kind of
instrument.
Dancer and, you know, little magician guy.
Magician, eh?
Yeah.
I try to see through his illusions.
I also try to see through his
illusions. I pay attention to everything else.
Oh, they're totally real, man.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah, you can help.
Did you show up there, Saren? Well, actually, with the 12, you probably already were there.
I just happened to be there.
You just happened to be there. Like summary.
What was this?
Scolding someone for drinking.
And I want.
So the Ryans are putting on a bit of a show, sort of a party, sort of. And
so everyone can go, or
yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's invited. They're trying to, you know, they're just thanking you for coming to the rescue, fixing their ship and stuff.
We love a party.
I'm not there.
You're not there. Okay. Okay. Well, it's up to you.
You gonna go Vulcan party?
Yeah, Vulcan's there.
Vulcan
so,
party. Oh.
Vulcan party. I count the Orion as present.
One. It's for us.
I'm gonna check on the app.
It's all Christmas session. Okay.
Yes,
he's in the holodeck.
Clever assassination.
Okay, in the holodeck.
Here.
Okay. On the floor.
13. 8. Well. 12 of the Orions are there.
Okay. Where are the other 12?
Elsewhere.
Around the ship.
Okay.
Well, I mean, how do you, you know, you just ask?
No.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Oh.
Those red things with springs coming out of them.
Of course. They make noises like...
So Captain Smug's talking to you. Talking to Saren. You know, thank you for living his crewmate, crew members here. And he brings up the subject that, you know, the radiation, mm-hmm. which is still on, you know, a pretty high on the ship, caused the refrigerator... refrigeration unit
to go bad.
Which would, you know, jeopardize his cargo, the medical shipment.
So you better rush there instead of us.
Well, so he would like permission to,
put their stuff on our ship.
Yeah.
That bastard.
Put their medical supplies in your ship.
I think we can probably do something more along the lines of shielding the cargo hold.
I think
that will take, you know. Yeah.
You could expose it to space.
That's right. Instant refrigeration.
Keep it cold.
Yeah, but, all you need to do is put a shield around it. Mm-hmm. Portable shield generator.
Yeah, that's true. Contain it.
Mm-hmm.
Local containment.
That would block a fair amount of the radiation.
Are Orion supposed to be. Are Orion's famous for being the world's greatest assassins?
No.
We should. I mean, if you tune it specifically to that radiation, we should be able to block it all, I hope.
That's right.
Portable shield generator? No.
No? But it's weak radiation.
Reverse the polarity. That'll do it. That'll lift us a chick.
Well, not if not without scanning it, but if the power's already gone out, we can scan it thoroughly, even examine it before taking it under the ship. Right, Captain? Smug or whatever?
He says, oh, sure, you're free to take whatever safety precautions.
He wants to transfer it over before the thing goes out.
But yeah. It would be nice before the unit fails completely.
Well, we'd probably have to turn it off briefly so we can scan it and then take it on board.
Sure.
Sure.
That sounds fair enough.
How far are we away from our destination?
And how long has it been since the planet checked around to see if they really needed to ask for this medication?
That was about 6 hours ago.
That no one said that they asked for it.
Go to warp 2.
I wouldn't take it on board the ship until someone confirmed that.
The planet is about 2 days away.
Still?
Well,
it was 1 day away.
It was total 2 days away. No, 1 day out of your way.
Oh.
So it's 2 days to the planet and 2 days to the starbase instead of 3 days to the starbase.
Okay.
So you're,
half day through.
Half of a day. You've gotten about 8-10 hours.
About a day and a half left.
Yeah.
You might want to. Well, I guess I can't probably tell you this now. Later, I tell you, you might want to up the guard on the ambassador now that it's not just us. Now that we have strangers running around.
Okay.
Like, put a constant, 24-hour guard with,
I agree with...
So you walk in on... Jen, you try to, knock on a holodeck?
Well, knock on a holodeck?
Yeah.
No, sure. I'll check in with him and see if he wants to go to the party. Let him know about that.
Oh.
So that will be, knocking on a holodeck.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can chat ding-dong or even...
So you go into the holodeck.
He's making out the door. He's not making out the door.
Well, he opened the door, so you can talk to him. So, he's dressed in, traditional American Indian. Actually, well, it looks like behind him there's, a fire and a bunch of braids on the fire. Sort of kind of dark.
Smoking peace pipe.
Yeah, so kind of,
Peace.
Yeah, sometimes first lodge, actually.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like, they just got out.
Yeah.
He inquires, what does he eat of him?
Well, there's a little celebration going on in Fort, and I thought you might want to enjoy yourself while you're
Sure. I appreciate the invitation. I will clean up and join you there.
I didn't realize I was asking him on a date.
Now we are too cool. Really meet it in.
Now it's game over. Game over.
So before the extra security can go into place.
Game over, man.
I will sweep off this hall of sweat.
Join you immediately.
Okay, I'll wait outside.
Okay.
Take a shower in the holodeck, right?
Yeah.
Hollow shower.
No, it's really
warm.
Yeah.
How do you really get wet?
It's crazy.
You know when you put your feet in the stream, they did that whole explanation of how you really get wet kind of thing?
No, I don't.
What was the explanation?
Oh, yeah, you
did.
You don't?
You do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Certain things that you actually... Because it just materialized the water stuff. Okay. Let's see. The first officer you met? The Orion first officer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her.
So it was a party.
Yeah.
So, she starts talking to you.
Okay.
Way to go, Pigman.
I score.
You know,
I tried to score.
So she asks you, you know, sure.
The Redding Pigman.
She asked me once.
Oh, she asks, you know, how the repairs are going, you know.
Oh, it's on schedule.
You know. You know, see,
we had
to reverse
the polarity.
You know, how do you find the our engineering versus, you know, your engineering? You know, clearly I'm sure you have, you know, better security measures around your engineering.
that's a given. You're Starfleet, you know? No, I don't say that.
What?
We are Starfleet. That's true.
Remember, we're better than all.
Is he trying to fast talk me?
Hey.
No, not really fast talk.
I'm shrewd.
That's true.
You're
shrewd.
Yeah, I'm shrewd.
What's that mean?
Well, I get plus one.
If she tries to fast talk you?
Or bluff or lie.
Oh. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Useful for you.
But you don't have it.
Yeah, that sucks.
I guess.
Trade.
Should be an engineer, huh?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Make small talk. Try to score. Actually, I can't. I'm a pig man.
All right, she'll try to fast talk.
No self-control, honey.
Huh?
No self, self-esteem. Is your pig man?
Nah, I'm different.
Pink voice. Different.
Okay, she'll try to fast talk you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah? Fast talk me into what?
You know, talking about, you know, engineering.
Oh, Starfleet engineering
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, particularly your ship.
I'd be on my guard.
You know.
Don't let any info out.
Well, let's see.
Well, yeah.
Intellect?
Presence?
I'm going to talk like a...
Pig, plus any sort of will thing?
Persuasion. Debate.
You're going to feel like a pig man.
Yeah.
Okay, plus persuasion. Not the victim.
Okay.
And then you can add one from your shrewd stuff.
Yeah.
If you need to beat her nine.
Beat her nine?
Yeah, her nine. Oh!
I got a nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with one more, you would
so
get a
she ten? Succeeded. No. You better defend
so she's. Do I have to be a nine or nine
the
above
aggressor?
Nine?
Yeah. Aggressor usually wins.
Tie goes to the aggressor?
Yeah.
Plus one.
Don't squeal your beans.
That's right.
Don't squeal, pig.
Yeah. So you use the shoot thing, too?
Yeah, that's nine. No, I have to use that courage.
Oh, all right.
Aha!
Okay, so she seems to ask you a lot of, you know, questions about the security procedures and, you know, what kind of antimatter you use.
You getting anything out of this? Well, it's kind of noisy here.
Yeah, she brushes up a lot to you.
What?
She brushes up a lot to you.
I said, it's kind of noisy here, please.
Sure. Why don't we go back to my wallow?
My side.
Still beat her.
Sure. She says.
She just nearly talked every circuit. Well, okay, some circuits you could out of you. Presumably with a tie, you'd spill your beans less than we're seeing it.
We'd hope.
If she had a one, would she have a nine?
Trying to pump me for information.
So what are we going to do about the medical stuff? That's about to spoil.
Are we still on duty? Or is someone else making that decision now?
No, it's asking you.
Oh.
Well, he's asking Sarah.
If we can just put a shield around it,
Kevin,
that should be enough. I don't really want to be bringing in a bunch of medical supplies or...
Experimental drug.
Hey, Kev, I'm the security guy. I get out of this place and I order extra security around two people constantly with the generalissimo or whatever.
Ambassador.
Admiral. And if he orders them off, they're to inform me immediately. Until they're, you know, relieved of duty.
Okay.
And they're both to have type 2 phasers.
Okay. So if you're saying that, Jen and the Admiral walk in to the party.
Yeah,
they're currently in 10 forward.
Thanks.
They have two here now.
Okay, so Jen and the Admiral.
Oh, while you're in 10 forward, small phasers. Phaser type 1.
Phaser rifles.
I'm going to be very alert and not get into the party spirit at all.
What?
Tell him. I'll
drink.
Such a killjoy.
I'll tell him. I'll tell him. Fly casual.
Party pooper.
I'm cold.
Are you cold? So's Dave. Are you cold and wet?
Doer.
Cold doer.
Cold and clammy.
Caretaker.
A cold caretaker.
What am I? I'm a.
I'm a tireless scamp. I'll request the two people who are in security who can act somewhat casual.
You're a cautious leader?
Cautious leader.
Oh my god.
What am I?
He's been doing pretty good.
Yeah. I call for the two security people who I know can sort of act somewhat casual.
Okay.
You know, not the ones that look like they're whatever Jack
Black
Thomas
casual.
Does. Yeah. Right. So the first words out of my mouth, wouldn't it?
Black casual, guys.
Okay. And I'll hover behind him and watch out until they arrive.
Shoot any Orion that moves.
You bet.
Make some move towards him.
I break my champagne glass. Javelin.
Is he enjoying himself,
Captain Smug,
you're cold, yeah. I like that.
I'll ask you, reconsider, perhaps you could make sure, send an engineer, you know, make sure the shield will actually stop all the radiation. Because he's very worried about the cargo.
Okay.
I can do that.
You're not the engineer.
You know, as soon as the security guy.
I can do that. I page him.
Woo, you get paid.
What the heck?
Are your pants buzzing?
Not yet.
Oh, timing bad.
Have you been drinking your room?
I know about that.
When you get when lieutenant calls.
Hey, do you only wear a shirt and no pants?
It's a long shirt, though.
That's the way I picture pigs.
It's a long t-shirt.
Like Donald Duck.
Well, or Quirky Pig.
Okay.
What am I?
Somehow it's more disturbing on a
Okay, Eric calls you.
What?
Need a feasibility study on shielding the...
Now? Yeah. 20 minutes.
10.
Alright.
No problem, he says.
I can speed it up.
Okay. When the security guards get here and hang out with the ambassador, I'll look for a good moment to get aside the captain there.
Okay. You mean lieutenant?
Yeah.
Okay. Captain Smug, you know, drifts off, satisfied that you've done the right thing. He'll talk to you.
Okay.
Hello, Ensign. I'm
hello, whoever you are.
I'm Captain
Smug.
Smug. What was his name?
Augustus Smug?
No. Mulio Smug.
Maximilian
okay,
of the Orange Ship.
The big screen before.
Okay. Well, he asked you your name.
Deb.
Deb. And what do you do?
Whatever they tell me to do.
Oh. Instance.
You're one of those, eh?
Okay. So how do you like your life
right
on the ship?
Escorting the... I'm like, what?
How do you like life on the ship? You know, in Starfleet.
It's pretty good life.
You get
that stuff. Sure, I'm sure a lot of security procedures on a Star Trek. On a Federation Star Trek. Why,
sure
for instance...
Did you say
the
sure
are?
Yeah,
the sure are.
Sure are. Sure are.
Just roll your defenses.
Okay.
So, I'm not in security, so I really don't know.
Roll presence plus if you have any sort of presence skill like persuasion or...
Like what?
Persuasion.
Oh, I don't
or
think
willpower.
So.
Okay, just your presence then.
Seven, 8.
Ooh, excellent. Yeah, that's pretty good. 11.
You spilled the beans.
Well, you're an inside. You know. Oh, you tell him, you know. He wheedles out of you some stuff. You know, sort of what you know.
And the ambassador doesn't notice any of this?
Well, the ambassador is enjoying himself.
Hey, secret.
He's got a run.
Another.
He's got a Ryan woman and an East Arm.
One more.
It's good. Great party.
Mahama mama, please. That's what the ambassador is. Use the top shelf.
As the ambassador, do you realize it? Or
make an intellect.
Oh!
Too many hours after.
No!
Plus perception. You know, after a couple hours, you realize, maybe I'm seeing too much.
A couple hours?
Yeah.
I don't know that much stuff. I'm only an infant.
Surprisingly, you do know a lot of stuff.
It's been like 4 years.
It's gotta be the drinks. Stop drinking.
I'm not drinking it.
No.
Then you're in trouble.
I didn't want to talk to him.
You just fall for his devastating Orion good luck.
Yep. Quite that.
I suppose that interrogating the Vulcan like that would have been useless.
No.
Yeah. Well, a lot tougher.
Strong.
So you, after 10 minutes?
Ten? No. Well,
do you actually take longer?
Yeah.
As long as you can?
You wait for the third call.
Do you page me again after 10 minutes? Oh, okay, oh, almost there. Almost there. Stay on target. Stay on target.
Oh, no, roll fitness.
That's okay. Watching them for both now.
Red 5 standing by. Fitness.
Yeah.
Sir, drop in the big.
Just
please.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay. She's pretty good.
I used to say all brats are much bigger than that.
Well, just don't tell any of us on this side of the table we don't want to know.
I don't tell you anything.
Good or not.
Just hear the pig grunt. Strange pig grunt in the background. Squealing.
Can't get the damn stench of bacon off my back.
Bacon.
Had this before.
Raw bacon.
Okay.
Okay. Onward.
Onward. Upward. Somehow.
Sideways.
Where we are.
Okay.
So,
well, we need that feasibility study. I still
gotcha.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
Are you good?
Oh, yeah.
I heard a... You're breathing heavily, man.
Are you okay,
worry
man?
About
here.
Here.
You seem to be stressed.
You're stressed.
Nothing to worry about here. We're fine. We're all fine.
How are you?
Nice leak. Very dangerous. Oh, that will be.
It's really good. I really... You make me wish that I knew more Star Wars characters. There's one for every purpose.
Strange how that works.
Yep. Now you're going to shoot the console?
Boring conversation anyway.
Yep.
Okay, bye. Have fun.
Okay. We'll get that to you soon.
Okay.
There. Go. Who else do I have left? Well, I guess it looks like the ship's doctor who happens to also be a woman. You know, that's quite the conversation.
Their ship's doctor?
Yeah, their ship's doctor.
Okay.
You know, she asks, you know, how long you been to Starfleet?
Uh-huh.
You know, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, boy, what do you say? You're an engineer? Or what do you helm? What?
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Jack of all trades.
So I suppose, you know, you use a computer a lot.
I've seen it.
A computer.
You know,
it's
on the bridge, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sure, like, any computer has got, you know, password security and stuff like that.
Jesus.
Any computer. Can I just respond to that with... Well, I wouldn't know. They don't let me use them.
Oh, I'm sure you're kidding.
No, he's not.
Really.
See where it says on my shoulder, Taya was camp? I don't touch anything.
Well, I can't find my... Where am I? I'm like something.
Young Jedi?
No, no.
You can look on your original pig sheet. You just haven't erased it.
I did.
Why
isn't on there?
Cold doer
actually, I can't
there.
Find my other.
I had to put it on my...
I'll find my other character sheet, the name.
Oh, right. Cold doer up top.
You got it. How will you remember?
Yeah, I couldn't find the...
No.
This
character
sheet.
Doer. That doesn't make a sentence.
I'm a doer.
Give me your cold.
Aha. Krusty Experimenter.
Krusty Experimenter.
I experiment a lot right now.
What, a cold doer? I don't know. I don't, I've never seen Predator.
Eric, resist some sort of fast talk.
Is this some sort of fast talk?
Yep.
Are you going to give yourself a penalty for that opening line?
Well, she doesn't have any skills, so it's not
going to
be easy for her. Unless she rolls up.
It's just what? Hint?
Persuasion.
I hope they do this. If they fail on me, I'm driving a knee into their groin.
Five.
Okay. She doesn't get anything on me.
I look bewildered.
For a doctor, she's pretty clumsy.
I think, wow. She should have just shot me with some sort of drug, I think. It would have worked better. Oh,
man. You guys should have said, it's kind of noisy here. Let me do it. What the?
What?
What?
Too noisy. Can't hear you.
My room's a lot quieter.
Okay.
Okay, so the security guys show up. You know, Bill and Bob.
You
know, sort of blend into the background.
I tell them if anybody, if for any reason they have to leave or called off or somebody of higher rank orders them to leave or any of that kind of stuff, tell me.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Before they do it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
And watch those Orions.
Okay.
So how's the show and the party?
Show's pretty good. The Orions, you know, they keep switching more entertainers and stuff, and you know, take breaks. Other people come in.
So like everyone entertains.
Wow, that's impressive.
You know, so you know. Looks like a lot of them have, you know, some sort of performance-type skill.
Oh.
You know.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Let's see. So eventually you go take a look at that.
Feasibility study.
Yeah, like, you're a bit drained.
A bit drained, eh?
But anyways. Roll.
This is being pure happy.
Structural engineering.
Structural. Okay.
What's intellect?
Space frame, right?
No, space frame.
Just structural?
Structural.
Right. How old is that guy?
Well, actually, systems engineering. Sorry.
Systems, okay. Which?
Is there a shield?
No,
or something like that?
I don't have shields.
Okay.
Logic?
Just intellect.
Seven.
Seven.
He
really has been the most obnoxious way of making a living.
Trying to
make
money on
books. Spider Robinson.
Spider Robinson.
Yeah. Well, Pure
Dancing
is more juvenile fun, but
yeah, I always Pure Dancing.
Pure Dancing was great when I was.
Pure Dancing, I remember just being all, you know, sex jokes for targeted 12-year-olds.
Yeah, a lot of that too.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I remember books upon books about panties.
I actually don't remember anything he wrote. I read all of them. I can't remember anything.
Yeah, I read a few of them. I read them when I was younger.
I don't think it is possible to read them. I keep writing them.
Well, like, eventually you grow out of them. Or you realize they're all the same stuff.
All the same. Okay, seven. What I get? Feasible? Of course it's feasible.
Feasible, we use two.
Okay.
Two shield generators.
Two shield generators. All right. Okay, I tell you welcome.
Okay.
Okay.
So, sometime during the party, you know, we're going to report to that. Sure.
I go and intercept the Orion captain and say, she has these both with the two shield generators in the charter room.
Ah, excellent. That's perfectly acceptable then.
Well.
Thank you kindly.
Mm-hmm.
Or
if we could borrow a couple of your people so we can, you know, stake out where we want to.
Sure.
Can get that.
We
did
our
technology.
I mentioned that after the party's done, you might want to send most of them like back to their ship or keep them separated from the crew because they keep trying to pump everyone for information lately, especially the doctor.
She pumped me.
Doctor.
First officer.
Okay. Just thought I'd mention that.
So,
in case you want to be cautious about it.
Ed and Ted accompany the OA team, except the shield generator.
I go with the OA team.
Okay.
You just don't want to like be apart from Ted.
Yeah, Ted.
Well, if Ted doesn't pump you for anything.
Yeah, well,
thing too.
Ted is a baggage handler.
Okay. So the next day, after all that's set up.
And have we received a response from the planet yet that they figured out?
Oh, yeah, by now you get a response from the planet. They say that one of the provinces does have a mild outbreak. And, God, who the hell is this? The governor, well, one of the prominent business people there. Ruizy Bueros has graciously has connections to, you know, have gotten some of this experimental drug or vaccine to, you know, try to cure the populace in her home territory.
Are all of the Orions back along on their ship?
You haven't come out yet. They're like four or five. You know, doing repairs and keeping a watch out on the engineering team.
We're putting them in guest suites here because of the radiation.
Radiation, eh?
They're, by the way, a few hours. Their ship should be just about finished by the time we get there.
Yeah.
Especially if you can speed it up by about 4 hours.
If you can. You did a pretty good job. Except he's not working there all the time.
I'm the best, man. The best.
The best when he's on duty. When he's off, he goes, I'll tell you.
Off.
He's still the best, just as something
still
else.
The best.
James Pigman.
He's a James Bond kind of pig song. But.
So the next day, do you guys do anything? The...
Oh, I'm going to let this. You kind of know my indiscretion.
Oh.
Told you.
Damn bullies. They watch them all the time.
Okay. No, not her. But that the Orions were public people for info.
What kind of information was... I'll talk to her about the right thing.
Whatever it was.
Just a lot of ship's procedures. Including, you know, stuff that probably is sensitive to a certain extent.
I thought it wasn't important.
You know, not extremely important stuff. You know, like, you know... Security procedures.
How many
like
shifts we have in a day?
Yeah, you know, what kind of shifts, what kind of routine, but not, you know, like
no encrypted passwords.
Yeah, not the passwords, not stuff like, you know, what's your new experimental procedure.
I grab them in here.
Yep.
Teacher one though.
I'm about to get disciplined.
I did nothing.
The Orion seem to be pumping that tube off for
I knew it!
And boy, did they.
Therefore, I propose a campaign of misinformation.
Okay.
Well, because they're tricky.
Wow. And change absolutely everything about security while they're here.
Okay. Probably all new passwords for the computers and everything, too.
Change the lock. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
New passwords.
I'm sure there's a code for this.
Offset shift changes by an hour or something stupid like that.
Okay. Do security code 7Z, you know,
right.
8 stroke B.
Great.
Okay.
Change everything.
And
lie to them.
And make sure that your security officers are unarmed, wandering around. Have them lie to the Iran. Say they're in different departments than they actually are.
Okay.
As a cook,
I just carry this gun.
Yeah.
It fries the chicken.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you that I have two armed security people following around the ambassador.
Great.
Okay.
Up the three.
All right. I up the number of security guards with the ambassador to 3.
Okay.
And all
I just, you know, make all the Orions stay in their chambers till we're there.
I change all the passwords.
Okay, Hickory. In the morning?
Yeah.
You got a
Which order is this happening in?
This is before he calls you in.
Oh, okay.
Make a intellect plus perception.
Okay. Anything else that I get to add to this?
Nope. You just,
These are known as luck rolls.
Yeah. You sort of...
8.
Okay. You're looking through the, all the reports, morning reports and stuff. you note that, a couple terminals... there were a couple terminals where the security locked them out for a couple hours. You know, standard people enter
the wrong
password.
Someone typed the wrong password 2 times.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
You know, usually this happens a lot, actually. But
issue log.
A little
more normal or something.
A little more normal.
Issue log.
Because actually, one of them you notice is the terminal in Gonajan, and you know he always needs to remember his password.
I didn't know this. I was asleep.
You were away.
Security field.
You were awake. No, you were away.
You were away. You went to
the you went to do the service.
Oh, I thought I was in my room doing the service.
No, you had to go down there.
Oh,
you left her in your room.
I left her in my room. I didn't know that. Dang.
She was gonna wait for you.
No reason not to.
Yeah, I'll kick her out.
So I came back to seconds, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Anything else?
The pig. No,
pig. Stop talking about the pig. The pig gets all the action. What's going on here?
Stop it.
Thank you. Okay. I'm comfortable with pig. Okay, so anybody else? Actually, I'll...
One or two of the crew members.
I get the computer core, whoever that is, the operations computer core.
All right.
I tell them to start analyzing first what the people who are right now on the system are doing, and then if any of these are security breaches.
So you look. Okay, repeat that.
Look at the history of what they did.
Uh-huh.
So look for any suspicious activities. Start with the ones who are doing it now, who may be causing further damage.
Okay.
And then go back.
Check the logs.
Yeah, check the logs of what people did.
Sure.
And from which terminal.
Okay, let's take a look at it.
And who's...